President Bush wants to rescue Social Security.
Objection, Your Honor. Assumes facts not in evidence. Social Security is not in any danger. Certainly does not need to be rescued at this point. Please instruct the asshole to quit lying, Your Honor. Thank you.
He asked for all ideas to be put on the table.
Objection, Your Honor. The monkey has seen a problem that does not exist and is demanding that others supply answers to a problem that he has fabricated in his small monkey mind.
But can you think of any ideas that national Democrats have offered? Go.
I know. I got some answers. Call on me. Hey, over here. Hey, I got some answers. Right here. Hello. Right here. Call on me. Hey, over here. Hey, I got some answers. Right here. Hello. Right here. Hey, I got some answers. Right here. Hello. Right here.
Democrats have no solutions for Social Security.
Right here.
None. Tell Congress that Social Security is too important for partisan games.
I suggest we tell Congress to tell the monkey keep his goddamn hands off of something that's not broken. It's worked good for about 70 years. It's going to work for another 40 without him getting his thieving bloody hands on it. Look what he did to the Treasury. Look what he did to America's reputation. Look what he did to the armed forces. Look what he did with the war in Iraq. Look what he's done with everything he's touched. He's a walking disaster with no brain, and he steals everything he gets near.
Yep. Looks like the drain is clogged. Only one way to fix it. We're going to have to tear down the entire house.
What?
If you had a problem with the kitchen sink, you wouldn't tear down the entire house. So why dismantle Social Security when it could be fixed with just a few moderate changes? Reform is necessary, but diverting money into private accounts is just too drastic. Could add up to $2 trillion in more debt and lead to huge benefit cuts. For more, visit AARP.org. Paid for by AARP.
It's a fact that there are billions of missing dollars because Bush and Halliburton and the BFEE and everybody that's involved in this, their entire reason for getting Bush in office was to rape the Treasury blind and steal the world's resources. How could anybody argue with that? They fabricated a war so they could steal Iraq's oil. Who can argue with that? The $5 trillion surplus is now $5 or $10 trillion in the hole, and that's not even counting the Iraq war costs that haven't even been calculated yet because it's so never ending and ongoing. We can't let this monkey get his hands on Social Security too. He's raped and destroyed everything he's gotten near. If he can't steal it, he rapes it. If he can't rape it, he blows it up. For a couple of months, and you just, no matter how hard you try, there's just so much to get to that you just can't get to. There's too many things going on, but I'm doing my best. Blockbuster settles lawsuit over late fees. Now, the sons of bitches at Blockbuster, they know that they're running out. It's the same way that TiVo and peer-to-peer file sharing and all that Napster business is coming on. The idea that you're going to get in your car and drive across town or a couple of blocks to the local Blockbuster and pick out a movie that they probably don't have anyway, and then you're going to be late bringing it back. You know it's either due back the 3rd or the 5th or something like that, and every time you see it, you think, yeah, I need to get that back there, but geez, I got the kids screaming, I got a laundry to finish, I got to go to the store and get so-and-so, I got to pick this up, and sometimes you just can't get to it. And then the bastards hit you with double the late fees. You know, if the movie's due back at noon and you bring it back, say, at 2 o'clock, they charge you for another week or another 4 days or whatever it is. The bastards. You'd think if it costs $4 to rent a movie for 4 days and you bring it back 2 hours late, they ought to charge just $4.25. But no, they gouge you. They must have gotten permission from the Republican Congress to gouge the little guy the way they always do. Anyway, this story reads, Blockbuster, the top U.S. video rental chain, will pay $600,000 to settle claims by 47 states. $600,000? I got a Blockbuster story to tell you. We rented this movie, The Forgotten. Starts Julianna Moore and Gary Sinise. And it's kind of a dumb story, but we like the space monkey stories. This lady, her shrink keeps telling her that she never had a child. And she said, of course I did. His name's Bob or whatever. And of course I had a child. Fuck you for saying I didn't. And he said, no, that's just what you think. You just think in your mind somehow that you had it. She said, hey, blow me. I got 9 years of memories. I took him to the doctor. I had birthday parties. Don't tell me I didn't have a kid. And they just said, no, trust me, I don't have a kid. And it kind of went on like that for a while. And then when they get to the very end, right when the space monkey shows up, the damn DVD froze up. And that always happens, and it always pisses me off. You know, if the sumbitch is going to freeze up, let it freeze up in the first 5 minutes. Don't wait until you get to the very end with the big climax, and then the sumbitch freezes up. Oh, that pisses me off. So we sat there for 20 minutes trying to fast forward it, and you know how you get a half a second, and then it freezes again, then you get 3 seconds, and it freezes again, then you get a half a second, and then pretty soon it freezes altogether. So piss me off. I take it back the next day and say, hey, got when it works? That's a phrase that everybody should remember. You got when it works, because when you buy something, it's expected. You know, there's an implied warranty that the thing you buy is going to work. So when you buy something that doesn't work, instead of going back, I mean, yes, you should always start out polite. But when they start giving you the runaround, you just look the guy in the eye and say, hey, you got when it works. That just tells them up front they're going to deal with 25 people today. Let them monkey with the other 24 that you're not in the mood to monkey. That's a good shot across the bow. Might get their attention. Might save you some time. So I take it back to them and say, hey, you got one that works? And they said, oh, we're sorry. So they gave me another one. We took it home. Fast forward to that part. Son of a bitch, it did it again. Right when the space monkeys show up, it froze. And we once again, you fast forward, you hit the play button, the go chapter forward button, you hit the fast forward button, and you always get a second or two, and then it freezes, and then, you know, it's just a big nightmare. So I took it back to him and said, hey, what is wrong with you? Why can't you guys produce any kind of product here that will work? What kind of monkey business do you have here? And the guy said, oh, this hardly ever happens. And I said, I don't believe you. They said, no, serious. It happens maybe twice a week. And I'm saying, bullshit. It happens to me more than half of the time. I would say every time it'll freeze up for a second or two, and then sometimes, usually it lets you go. Swear to God, the last 10 movies we rented, I'll bet 7 of them froze up and caused a big problem. And the guy said, no, sir, you got to understand, we do 2,000 rentals a week here, and we only have 2 DVDs that freeze up. And I said, well, I'm not going to call you a liar, but I just don't think that's true, because there's no way my little DVD player... It's a cheapie. I bought it from Best Buy, but I went in there and said, I'd like a good one, please. And they said, no, anything over $50 you spend, you're just throwing money away. I said, fine, give me the $50 DVD player. So that's what I got it in, and it plays all the ones we bought fine. So the idea that it won't play the rented ones tells me it's their fault. So I said, hey, why don't you buy a DVD cleaner? And when the movies come back, you could clean them, maybe provide a better service to your customers. And that's when the guy says, sir, we have 2,000 movies a week that goes through here. And I'm thinking, well, 2,000 movies, $4 a movie, $8,000 a week, you're doing pretty good. That's what, $400,000 a year? Times what? A gazillion stores is 400,000 gazillion. And now they get caught lying, cheating, stealing, and thieving all across fucking America. And they get a $600,000 fine, which is 1 year's profit from a store and a half. Now that, just like Walmart, it's a big crime. The BFEE's motto, never steal anything small. If you steal $20, you're going to prison. If you steal $200 million, you just call it a mistake, and it's over with. And maybe you have to pay back 5%, 10%. But these bastards at Blockbuster, and all this big settlement I'm telling you about here, it's on their no late fees policy. And let me tell you what these sumbitches did, although you probably know if you rent movies. They promoted, again and again, these bastards. They had this big marching band. Oh, the big celebration. It's 4th of July. The POWs are coming home. It's the parades and the... And they're going on and on about no more late fees. They're flashing these big signs, no more late fees. Well, guess what? That was all a big lie. What happens if you rent a movie on Monday and it's due back on Friday and you bring it back on Saturday? They say, dude, why are you bringing me your movie? And you're saying, what are you talking about? I rented. No, dude. You bought that movie. The second that your 4 days were up or whatever their little time segment is, You know, when that second hand hit the 12, you bought that movie. And listen, hear what the sumbitches are doing. Sometimes, like Disney, they'll do a movie, or someone will, Independence Day, they do a lot of this with a lot of the bigger movies. They sell the movie for $14.95 if they want to sell the movie. You know, you're not going to sell a million or 5 million $75 movies. So at these blockbusters, sometimes the movies cost $75 and sometimes they cost $15. I think Titanic was a $15 movie. It cost $200 or $300 million to make. I remember it took two studios and a bunch of extra loans. They went bankrupt, not bankrupt, but they ran out of money twice, and they had to keep bringing in more people, more money in $50 and $100 million chunks to somehow try to get this disaster of a movie made. Fortunately, it paid off for all of them. But after all that, they sold the movie, I think, for $14.95. But now Blockbuster, when you're a day late or an hour late with your no late fees movie, they charge you the full Monty, a whole 60, 80, 100 bucks, whatever they want to do. That's just criminal. That is a fucking crime. How in the world do they get away with it? I'll tell you how they get away. Because they make a big campaign donation to Bush, and then when they have a big problem, when they get caught stealing hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars from millions and millions of people, then they say, oh, my bad. Here's $600,000, which again is the profit from 1.5 stores, and they've got how many gazillion stores all across America? I imagine Puerto Rico, Alaska, Canada, Mexico. And they finally get caught, just like Walmart. They pay a penny on every $100 they stole. There's no justice in this world. I'll tell you, if you want justice, put a joint in your pocket and get caught. Now you're going to feel the full force of the law. The big boot right on your throat, and the boot's going to press hard, and you're going to choke to death because you were caught with a joint, and that's a crime. But when you steal hundreds of millions of dollars, it's not a biggie if you're a Bush fan. Recently, I've been upset with the VFEE for putting all their powers and all their force on people like Martha Stewart or Tommy Chong. The latest one has been Bobby Fischer. Bobby Fischer, the chess champion, is a loon, but he's not a threat to America. He's just somebody that Bush is able to beat up, so he's going to beat him up. Bobby Fischer committed the atrocious crime of illegal chess playing. Back in when Clinton was president, he went to Yugoslavia to play chess when people weren't supposed to do business with Yugoslavia. But this evil, evil man, he illegally played chess when he was told not to play chess. Apparently Bill Clinton didn't think it was the crime of the century. But tell you, this Bobby Fischer, he's a loon. He's about, the first thing he's going to say in this next clip will give you exactly an idea of what a loon he is. But as loony as he is, do we have to throw everybody with a dumb idea in jail? And since we can't find bin Laden, do we have to make examples of everybody we can find? If you blow up New York skyline, that's okay. If you play illegal chess, we're coming to get you, by God. If you steal hundreds of millions of dollars from your stockholders, that's okay. But if you tell a white lie about a transaction that costs you money, you're going to prison. If you fly an airplane into the Pentagon, that's okay. But if you sell a piece of plastic pipe on the internet to someone who says they want to put marijuana in it, now you've got to do hard time. This is a crazy country we live in. We execute the jaywalkers and the mass murderers walk free and do their oil business with the unelected president. Anyway, back to Bobby Fischer. Check out what a loon this guy is. Yes, you see, what Clinton did in Yugoslavia was much worse than dropping the atomic bomb on Japan, because what Clinton did caused suffering. That whole deal with the atomic bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that was just a gnat to be swatted. But what Clinton did in Yugoslavia, that was suffering. Bobby, you're a loon.
Fuck the United States. I'm not afraid of the U.S. They already put me in Japan on prison before on trumped up charges of using drugs. Me, the most clean person when it comes to drugs in the world. They put me in prison for 18 days on trumped up drug charges. I already was tortured in America for 2 days, so I'm used to this kind of stuff, you know?
Oh, they might have you reason now to, arrest you again.
Let them try. I say death to President Bush. I say death to the United States.
Come on, Bobby, pull all that candy coating off of it. Give it to us straight. Tell us like it is, Bobby. Go ahead. Let us hear the unvarnished truth. Go, Bobby.
Fuck the United States. Fuck the Jews. The Jews are a criminal people. They mutilate their children.
Bobby says he's anti-drug, but boy, it sure sounds like he's getting better stuff than what we get here in Oklahoma. The Jews mutilate their children. Unless he's talking about circumcision, that's a new one on me. And if he is talking about circumcision, isn't it maybe 95% of the United States mutilated by their parents? Bobby, tell us some more about the Jews and why you think the way you do.
They're murderous, criminal, stealing, lying bastards. They made up the Holocaust. There's not a word of truth to it.
Not a word of truth to the Holocaust. I think somebody did a pretty good job of faking some photos, and somehow they put the mass hypnotize on a few million people. Of course, here I am stepping into the Israel thing. Now I'm going to get 100 letters from people telling me, Bart, you're such an idiot. You didn't know that the Holocaust was all made up by the Zionist Christ killers? You people with opinions on Israel, you just kill me. Oh, and I just mean that euphorically.
They're the worst liars and bastards. How it goes around comes around. They're getting it back finally.
All right.
Praise God. This is a wonderful day. Fuck the United States. Cry, you crybabies. Whine, you bastards. Now your time is coming.
I guess it's possible if I listen to a few more hours of Bobby Fischer going on and on like that, I might slowly begin to crumble and begin to agree with Bush that maybe he ought to be locked up. But hey, we can't allow ourselves to fall into the mindset that we're going to lock up people who are loons, because there's too many of them in the world. We can't lock up all the loons. So, Bobby, you have fun there in Iceland, and I hope the Icelandic Jews don't come get you, buddy. Another serious crime we need to discuss. Burger King to offer Whopper of a breakfast sandwich. And the CEOs of Burger King are still free? That's hard to believe. Enormous omelet sandwich to lure young male customers' palates. Oh, my God. Here's some teenager walking by a Burger King, and he's lured into their place. Oh, my God, he's lured into their place for the enormous omelet sandwich. Oh, my God. By Bruce Horowitz, who is a whore. I never heard of him. Burger King is about to thumb its nose at the food police right at the breakfast table. Well, see, what a whore. Did I not call it? Today, the number 2 fast food chain launches its enormous omelet sandwich. How enormous is it? For those counting, dude, F you again and again and again. How many? I'm not going to count the cliche. I'll bet there's 100 goddamn cliches in this 3-column little tiny. Jesus Christ, can nobody write anymore? I'm not a writer, but at least every third word out of my mouth isn't a fucking cliche. I'm really too pissed off to be doing radio today, but I'm behind on time. For those counting, 1 sausage patty, 2 eggs, 2 slices of cheese, and 3 strips of bacon. Are you ready for the killer? ... New sentence, capital O, on a bun. For those still counting, fuck you, Bruce. For those still counting, that's four layers of breakfast with 730 calories oozing 47 grams of fat for about $3, depending on the market. The move flies in the face of many of the industry's better-for-you new products in the past 2 years, from salads to fruit bowls to bunless burgers. But few expect it to leave Burger King with egg on its face. Another cliche, you piece of shit whore writer. The movie plays right into the industry's counter trend that strongly appeals to the gut belief, another cliche, you piece of shit, of fast food's favorite young male customers, bigger is better. The critics will still label it food porn, says Sherry Day Scott, editor of QSR, a fast food industry trade magazine. But the average male fast food customer does not have a problem with this. In fact, they love it. That's why Monster Thick Burger has been such a hit for Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. It's why Pizza Hut introduced its Full House XL Pizza, and why more are certain to follow. This could also make Burger King more of a player in the breakfast market, where it seriously lags behind McDonald's. Well, yeah, Burger King has been a screw-up at breakfast. You know, they offer these croissants. You know, we're all gay. We're all from France. We all want a croissant when we wake up in the morning. And it's shaped like a damn lobster claw, and you're trying to eat it, and, you know, a slice of cheese doesn't fit on it, and a slice of whatever meat you want on there, nothing fits. It's just a stupid fucking idea from the word go. And for my money, the stupid Egg McMuffins. What about a bun? Hey, there's an idea. What about those little cheesy hamburger buns that they serve on the McDonald's burgers on? How about putting a piece of sausage and egg and a slice of cheese on that? That would work, wouldn't it? Huh? McDonald's had to get English with their English muffin. Then Burger King had to go to France to give us a croissant. You idiots. How about giving us some American food? Morgan Spurlock, who ridiculed McDonald's and supersized me, says Burger King's new items should come with a $5 off coupon for your first angioplasty. Ha, ha, ha. Hold on. Let the crowd laughter die down before we continue. Nutritional experts are aghast. Eating this is a stop on the way to a heart attack, says Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet. It's irresponsible. Well, now, it's so irresponsible, isn't it? You know, I have a question. Damn it! Anyone out there ever heard of IHOP? You know, if you go to IHOP and order breakfast, you know what you have on your breakfast sometimes? Sometimes you have sausage. Sometimes you have eggs. Sometimes you have ham. It's just a regular heart attack. You should get a coupon off your angioplasty. What the fuck is wrong with people? It's called breakfast. It's called America. I'm not saying you got to sit down and eat 10 pounds of it. You don't have to be like Elvis and put a pound of bacon on a sandwich. But to act like anyone that doesn't have a tofu burger and a muffin for breakfast is committing some kind of crime. There must be some place in America that serves breakfast that doesn't offer eggs, cheese, sausage, bacon, etc., etc. But are they making any money? These tofu breakfast places, I can't believe they make money. What, do you get a cup of apple juice and some kind of bran muffin, some kind of tofu muffin? What kind of crap is that? That's not breakfast. They just make it, everything's got to be a crime. You know, they can't report on the news. Everybody's got to have an angle. They got to have a way to sensationalize. They can't report on it. Burger King introduced several salads in the past year and offers kids' meals and substitutes, applesauce for fries and milk for soft drinks. Also has a Western omelet cross sandwich with half the calories and one-third the fat of the enormous omelet. We're about having it your way. Well, that's just like that Mr. Sense fellow with his candy production facility. The guy who is a Whopper head will find this appealing. Well, you know, to me it looks like breakfast on a bun. Now, sure, that's a crime. And yes, 47 grams of fat is a lot of fat. But if I'm not mistaken, they want you to eat like 60 or 80 grams of fat a day. Or they don't want you, but that's kind of the limit. So if you do 48 for breakfast, then yeah, go to Subway and do 6 for lunch. Now you're at 53. You got another one to go. You do a Subway for lunch, boom, you're at 59. You come in one under the 60, you're losing weight. Guess what? But no, they got to scream. Oh, my God, here it's a heart attack on a bun. Oh, please run and hide. Well, you know, don't eat 60 of them in a week, okay? Andy Pudzer, is the CEO of Hardee's and Carl's Jr., home of the 1,400-calorie Monster Thick Burger. 1 year after the giant burger rolled out, same-store sales of the chain were up 7%. Why would anyone buy such a behemoth burger? That's easy, Pudzer says, because they're good. Well, you know, that's true. I was at Sam's the other day. They sell a 5-pound Hershey bar. Now, if you eat 50 of those a day, you're going to die. 250 pounds of chocolate in a day will kill you, I promise, I guarantee you. I give you the Nancy Grace guarantee, 250 pounds of chocolate in one day will kill you, guaranteed. So how dare Sam's or Walmart stay in business? Shouldn't we all just go torch the Walmart for selling crap like that? But you're not supposed to eat 50 of them in a day.
God, Bart. Now you do. Bart Cop Radio.